Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Contrary to what people say because of my background handling Apple products, I don't hate Microsoft. Microsoft, I guess, hates us because quite often when we set up our Skype connection with our guests, some people can't hear the conversation or back and forth. So, for example, we had a great connection with our special guest, Kathleen Martin, which is wonderful because she always has such interesting things to talk about. But our special guest co-host, Tim Swartz, the audio briefly exited the room. What did you do, Tim?
Well, I don't know. When I answered your call, all of a sudden, Skype just froze up solid, so I had to manipulate my way around, get out of it, and reconnect, and fortunately it seems to be okay. For the most part, I've been fortunate over the years that Skype has played fairly nicely with me. So, you know, the occasional hiccup, I can accept it.
Now, the worst experience we have with Skype was when Jacques Vallée was on the show the last time with Kirk Collins, where we could not reach Vallée unless we called him on his landline phone. Now, remember, Jacques Vallée, amongst all his pursuits and expertise, is not just a well-known UFO investigator and author. He's also a computer whiz and one of the early architects of the Internet. But that didn't matter.
Skype had him flummoxed.
Skype was flummoxed by itself, but we worked out something. Another time we had Bryce Sable, the TV producer on, the guy who helped create Dark Skies, and we ran into the same problem with that, where we couldn't maintain a proper connection. And in all this, the midst of all this, Kathleen says, are we going to do audio only? And my response is, yes, because I don't want my face to frighten people to death.
And that's why I was laughing.
Well, she knows what I look like, so you see.
Yes, I've seen you live even.
Well, you don't know whether that was my live visage or the holographic one, or maybe I'm a shapeshifter. But I tried to look like Odo from Deep Space Nine, for those of you who remember that show, and I ended up not even being able to pronounce the actor's name. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, well, I wouldn't even try.
His name is Rene, or was, he's no longer with us, Rene Aubin-Chinois.
Very good, Gene.
Why, that's the best French I can do. Kathleen, as many of our listeners know, is one of the experts on the UFO abduction phenomenon. But for people who haven't heard her, it's been a couple of years since she's been on the Paracast. Kathleen, let me ask you, how did you get involved in this particular venture?
Well, Betty and Barney Hill were my aunt and uncle, and I heard about what happened to them, the close encounter, Barney observing the non-humans, the physical evidence, the day that they returned home. And within 2 days, I was at their home, about 20 miles away from my childhood home. I was 13. My parents drove us, of course, my two brothers and myself, and that's when I heard the story from Betty and examined the spots on the trunk of the car, and I was fascinated. I had the opportunity to meet all of the extraordinarily outstanding men who had very good credentials, who were original investigators in their case, There was Walter Webb, an astronomer at the Hayden Planetarium in Boston, who had also worked with Alan Hynek on the satellite program. There was Dr. Benjamin Simon, John Fuller, of course, Robert Holman, C.D. Jackson, later Carl Flock, who had worked for the CIA but was apparently doing a kind of a special project on Betty, and concluded that there was evidence to support the idea that this really did happen to Betty and Barney. There's so many others. Dr. James Harder from the University of California at Berkeley, who was a civil engineer but also a hypnotist, and he was an investigator in my family's case. I was really impressed with these men. I met Stanton Friedman for the first time, I believe it was around 1972, and he was giving a lecture at the University of New Hampshire. I graduated in 1971, but it was December of that year, and I was around, and my aunt told me about Stanton's lecture, and I went to hear his lecture and met him then. And I was so impressed by the outstanding credentials of these people, about the seriousness of their investigation, that I thought that someday I would like to do that kind of work myself. It took a long time, but I went through college and I studied social work, specifically psychiatric social work. That had helped me out in the direction that I took in my research and investigation. I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio with my first husband. He was studying for his doctorate in the philosophy of psychiatry there. The only job I could find was as an educator. So I went into teaching and did graduate work in education. Nobody wanted to hire me to work in the inner city in a psychiatric hospital. They were afraid this little 5-foot New Hampshire girl would be harmed. So that's sort of where it came from. I left my profession in about 1990 and joined the Mutual UFO Network in 1991, rapidly became a field investigator. I was the director of the field investigator training for 10 years. Then I took a break because I had captured the Betty and Barney Hill UFO experience. Stanton Friedman joined me toward the end of that. I spent years investigating the case and also the archival records. I'm the author of 6 books now, and I was MUFON's director of the Experiencer Research Team for 10 years. I've worked on 3 major studies on experiencers of contact and abductees, and on about 5,000 people to date, and interviewed many hundreds, perhaps thousands more. I don't count, but over the past 31 years, it has been quite a few people. So that's where I'm coming from, and I'm enjoying every moment of it, and will continue it as long as I can.
Now, some people who wonder about UFO abductions think that at least some of these people have psychological issues that may make them think they've been abducted. What's your assessment of that?
Well, we find that a small percentage of those who contact us have major mental illness or have personality disorders that cause them to be liars and to become hysterical and exaggerate everything. Those are the people who are generally contacting 20 to 30 people all at the same time, hysterical about what has supposedly happened to them. And then you find out that they have a major mental illness or a major personality disorder. But we also have a percentage who are having strictly paranormal experiences, and there's no evidence that there are UFOs or extraterrestrials involved. They might be interdimensionals, but they don't have the characteristics of the extraterrestrials. So you have that category. And then you have your group of individuals who have had real experiences, who have conscious recall for some of this, and we teach them how to collect evidence, and over time, they can collect some very good evidence.
We're going to break right now. Kathleen Martin returns with Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Kathleen Martin joining us, explaining something about UFO abductees and the question I had asked, which was asked by Richard Hawkins in our forums, was whether there is a psychological element to some of that. And certainly, if you have an experience that is like this, it's going to really screw you up, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily, but a lot of the individuals who have had contact are traumatized by it. They weren't expecting it. They can't remember everything that happened to them, and they might have had an interest in the topic or heard that humans are being exploited and used as lab rats and think that this probably happened to them. So it's more or less the unknown that causes people to experience this trauma. I've had worked with individuals who felt extraordinarily traumatized. In fact, for some of them, I have advised them to have EMDR therapy with a psychotherapist who uses that rapid eye movement technique to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder and then to come to me after. They remember a lot of what happened just through EMDR therapy. What I find is, and they find, is it wasn't as bad as they thought. Sometimes they're not even placed on a table. Sometimes there are no experiments done. Sometimes they have a positive relationship with these human-type entities, but they just didn't fully understand what was occurring in their lives. Sometimes they realize that this has been happening since they were young children, and have only now come to realize that it wasn't ghosts, that they weren't sleepwalking and ending up asleep on their lawn in the middle of the night and having their parents looking for them in the morning. That, you know, the experiencers have been going on. They've been recurring time and time again, periodically over their lifetime.
You made an interesting statement a little bit earlier about some people who approach looking for help may have had paranormal experiences. Anyone who has been in this field long enough know that the lines kind of get blurred a lot of times when it comes to what's the difference between a paranormal experience and a possible extraterrestrial experience. I mean, you know, what would you say about that?
Absolutely, Tim. What I have to say about that is that there is a paranormal overlay in ET contact experiences. That's something that we have statistics on. What we discovered is that light orbs that appear to have intelligence are seen in the homes of 61% of the experiencers in general and 50% of the experiencers who have tested as being abductees. And this is through the what is called the American Personality Inventory, administered by Dr. Don C. Donderi, who is retired from McGill University. He was a psychology professor throughout his career, graduated from college from the University of Chicago. We have that, and we also have a very high percentage of individuals who have had the sensation that something unseen is walking on their mattress, and that's 58% of the experiencers in general, but 75% of the abductees. Wow. So we believe that these extraterrestrials could be interdimensional and come into our environment but are not seen by us.
Now, that's the sort of stuff that a lot of the nuts and bolts researchers, that just drives them crazy.
Oh, absolutely. It used to drive me crazy before I was able to wrap my head around it. You have to understand physics, and all of this can be explained through physics. It's only a matter of the vibrational frequency, the rate of vibration of the electrons in the atom. So, you know, you can understand it through the vibrational frequency of the atoms.
Now, you work with late Stanton Friedman on a couple of books and knew him quite well. And of course, Stanton was well known for, you know, his ideas on the possible extraterrestrial hypothesis of the UFO phenomenon. What was his take on abductions? You know, because there are still a lot of people who are loath to get close to the whole abduction phenomenon, thinking that it somehow has tainted the UFO mystery and its investigations.
That's a good question. Stanton and I worked together for nearly 14 years. We wrote three books together. After Captured, we wrote Science Was Wrong, and then we wrote Fact Fiction and Flying Saucers. And that was based on years of research, mostly archival research that we did together, going to physical archives sometimes. So did Stanton believe that abductions were real? He believed that some abductions were real. He had sufficient evidence to believe that Betty and Barney Hill were taken. And he was one of the first and greatest proponents of the star map work that Marjorie Fish did on the star map that Betty sketched as a result of a post-hypnotic suggestion by Dr. Benjamin Simon, the psychiatrist, neuropsychiatrist, who used deep trance hypnosis on the Hills and then reinstated amnesia at the end of each session so they couldn't share information. And so absolutely Stanton believed that that was real. He believed that Travis Walton's case was real, that Charlie Hickson and Calvin Parker and numerous others. There were some that he didn't believe, but he was looking for sufficient evidence, just as I am, that it was indeed a real experience. And he was a great person to work with. He was open-minded. He often consulted with me about the characteristics of people who have been taken to craft. And in fact, he even checked the statistics for me on the MUFON ERT study on experiencers. And my first study as well was the Marden-Stoner study. MUFON study had 516 participants. The Marden-Stoner one had 75. We had a scientific part to each of those. And then I also worked on FREE, the Edgar Mitchell Free Foundation's study of, it was 3,800, but when they closed and calculated the statistics, but they're now at more than 5,000 responses. So quite a lot of work that I did, scientific work.
Let's do our break here. We've got Kathleen, Gene, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has signed off on the most significant law addressing gun violence in three decades. The legislation was a compromise among a handful of Democratic and Republican senators in response to recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas. It provides billions for mental health services and school security initiatives. The Safer Communities Act also expands background checks for potential gun purchasers under 21, bars a larger group of domestic violence offenders from purchasing firearms, and funds programs to seize guns from those who are troubled. Pfizer says its tweak to its COVID-19 vaccine to better target the Omicron variant is effective and safe. The FDA is considering a recipe change for the vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer in hopes that a modified booster could better protect against an expected coronavirus surge this fall and winter. This is USA Radio News. President Biden had additional reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. More than 100 protests against the high court's decision have been scheduled. A Friday night protest in the Midwest took a dangerous turn.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over.
USA Radio's Ellie Andrews reporting from Los Angeles. Wall Street is now 2-for-12 in winning weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I should mention that I'm getting over a cold with a few other side issues, and therefore I am talking less, which most people will appreciate. And Tim Swartz will be talking more with Kathleen. Kathleen, we're covering your background and also the kind of investigations you've done. Would you continue where you left off?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So Stanton consulted with me quite often. He did believe that some abductions were real because there was sufficient evidence to conclude that they were real. I think that's the thing that impressed him so much about Marjorie Fish's work on Betty Starmap was that Marjorie had devoted several years to identifying this. She had to go to the university and hand copy all of the distance data and characteristics of our local galactic neighborhood stars out 54 light years in every direction from our sun. And Marjorie was a member of Mensa, as was Stanton, both indicating that they had genius IQs. Stanton told me that he felt that Marjorie was much better at communicating with scientists than with the general public. There were certain characteristics about that star map. First, Marjorie couldn't identify the stars on the map until we made technological progress and we had better distance data. We didn't have that distance data before, and this is why she didn't find a match. When the new catalog was released, she found that match. And what she also found is that all of the stars on Betty's map are sun-like, although only 5% of the stars in our local galactic neighborhood out 54 light years are sun-like. And all of the sun-like stars in that volume of space are on Betty's map. So that was just more than a coincidence. Marjorie at first thought she'd find many matches. In the end, she found only one. And that star map has recently been updated with close to 3,000 models, computer models, used by a younger astrophysicist. And the astrophysicist stated that Marjorie and Betty's star map is still the number one choice of all of the stars in our local galactic neighborhood. So all of those details and much more information, scientific analysis of the evidence that has been ongoing, is in the 60th anniversary edition of Captured. I have updated it. I've written a new chapter with all of the new scientific evidence that has been analyzed and revealed. Now, Stanton also realized, one of the astronomers who analyzed the star map said that if we were astronauts living on Zeta Reticuli 1 and 2, which are the two prominent stars in the foreground, and we wanted to travel through our local galactic neighborhood, the choice that these lines indicate from nearest star to nearest star would have been our choice as well. It makes sense, and all of those stars are in a plane, which means that it would be much quicker and easier to travel from one star to the next. There's quite a lot of evidence indicating that this was real, and even more evidence now than we had in the past, because I have never given up on finding scientists who are using newer technology to evaluate the evidence. In fact, more recently, a scientist has found metallic fragments on Betty's dress that are highly rare, expensive, and have a high melting point as well. And all of the details are in my 60th anniversary update.
I was wondering here about the star map. And the reason I am is when you looked at technology, E.T. coming here from wherever, another star system, why would they even have maps unless to show something for her benefit? It would seem to be at least digitized.
Well, absolutely. And it wasn't digitized. It was more of a holographic image that she was shown, which is different than her dream material. A lot of people get confused between her dreams. She had five dreams that began 10 days after the close encounter with the craft. She had five in all. They occurred in the morning just before she woke up. So when dreams occur like that, it's more hypnopompic. And you can have real experiences that you've had mixed with fantasy in anxiety that you're attempting to work through in that type of dream. So after everything that I have looked at, I believe that it is real. And Betty asked the leader, the one she called the leader, after she had looked at what she called a book that was more like a tablet that had symbols on it, and those symbols were part of a scientific study as well, and were much like the symbols that Bud Hopkins had been collecting dating back to 1975. Some of them were identical. I have a very large collection of these symbols now myself, and it's fascinating that you can see people sketching the same symbols under hypnosis, but had not seen them, except for on craft. And regarding the star map, after Betty looked at that book and memorized those symbols, she said to the leader, "I know you're not from around here. Where's your home port?" And that is when he produced this three-dimensional star map model that might have been a holographic image. And it had stars of various sizes and colors. Some were the size of quarters, she estimated. Some were only pinpoints. There were solid lines. There were dotted lines. And the leader explained to her that the solid lines represented trade routes. The dotted lines represented expeditions. And he said, "Do you know where you are on this map?" And Betty said, "No, I don't. I don't know anything about our universe." And that's when he said to her, "If you don't know where you are, how can I explain to you where I am?" You know, in the reference, I guess he wasn't willing to tell her, a dumb human, where she was on that map.
Well, plus, however, you know, however the map is being displayed, and what's the word I'm trying to, what's the term I'm trying to think of here, Gene, you would have to know where you're located in looking at that map. I mean, you could be looking at that map from the vantage point of, say, you know, the home planets looking out across the galaxy, or from the vantage point of Earth. So unless you know where you are looking at this map from whatever vantage point, how can you tell what is what? Where is where? Yeah.
Very good point. Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not going to spend all our time discussing the Hills, except to say that I did meet Betty Hill a couple of times in the 70s. She seemed like a very nice, sincere woman. And there's nothing I can say about what happened to her, because she reports an experience that people find credible. And there you go. But the beings or individuals she and her husband saw are not quite what other people who are abducted see.
They were a variety of grays. Now, don't confuse Betty's dreams for the entities that Betty and Barney recalled under hypnosis, and also that Barney actually observed through binoculars and was in the original report dressed in black shiny uniforms.
We'll continue with this before getting to other abduction research with Kathleen Martin, Gene Steinberg, Tim Schwartzer in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Okay, pick up where you left off, Kathleen. Let's continue on this.
In terms of the description of these entities, in Betty's dreams, she didn't see them as being humanoid grays. She saw them as being more like black-haired Europeans. They were about 5.5 feet tall. They were wearing blue cadet uniforms. They had black hair, eyebrows, mouths, teeth. Their skin had a little bit of a grayish tone. Their lips were a little bluish. They had ears. They were just typical humans, and they talked with an accent. That is not what Betty remembered in hypnosis, nor is it what Barney remembered separately. Under hypnosis, both of them remembered observing figures. There were two groups of figures. One of those groups was 5 to 5.5 feet tall. Those were the one that they called the leader. I call them that person the escort, because that individual meets with experiencers time and time again throughout their lifetime. The other group were the shorter ones. They were about 3.5 feet tall, and their heads were larger in proportion to their bodies than the taller ones. They were still the grays, probably the more stereotypic grays. They did the supervisory work. They were guards. They were assistants. But they had their say in what happened to Betty and Barney, because toward the end, they saw that Betty was carrying what she called the book that the leader had given to her. And they made the decision that she was not going to get off the craft with that. And they took it away from her. And that's part of their job, I've learned. Anyone who tries to get off the craft with something that belongs to them gets caught, and they have it taken away from them. So the taller ones that Betty and Barney interacted with were telepathic communication, no hair on their bodies, eyes larger than human eyes and a little bit slanted. They had yellow, where the whites of our eyes would be. Their irises were larger and dark. Now, no eyebrows. A nose did not have the normal bone like bony structure that we have. It was a flat nose with small upturned nostrils and just a slit for a mouth. Now, they thought they saw a membrane inside that mouth. There was a very weak chin, a very tiny chin, no ears. And they were dressed in, of course, in these shiny black one-piece uniforms, almost like a shiny bodysuit. And they had large chests. They call them barrel chests. That's what the Hills call them.
They are very strong extraterrestrials then.
Well, they had very weak, well, I can't say weak limbs. Their limbs were spindly. That's how they described them. The arms and the legs were spindly. But the chests, it was almost like they developed large chests because of the air that they were breathing, perhaps. I don't know. That's just some speculation. But that was one thing that struck Betty and Barney was the size of their chests. Just a variety of gray. There are many different species of grays visiting our planet. Some are kind and nice to humans, and some are not, especially the types, the little rogue grays who work with the draconian reptilians are not nice at all.
You know, I want to ask you, when we look at the appearance of these entities or beings, how much of that do you think, or obviously you don't know, I assume, is the real appearance of these beings, and how much is put on for our benefit or interpreted by the experiencer in terms of their own cultural memes?
Well, I think that you're right. That's impossible for me to assess. I can tell you that as I've gone back knowing what I know today and assessing Betty's and Barney's experience, there are parts that they remembered that they thought was conscious recall, such as after they heard the code-like buzzing sounds striking the trunk of their car that caused the car to vibrate and a tingling sensation to pass through their bodies like an electrical tingling sensation. They thought that Barney was in some kind of trance and that he was just driving the car for all of those miles, something like 8 or 10 miles to the abduction site. You know, I strongly suspect that they interpreted that incorrectly. I think that they were in a trance state at that point and that most likely those buzzing sounds happened when the car was lifted up off the highway and then it was just deposited on or near that dirt road, a logging road in those days, where Betty and Barney were taken from the vehicle. So I think that they, you know, they filled in what they couldn't understand with what they thought had occurred. And this was part of their conscious recall.
Yeah, I should point out that dealing with the descriptions of these entities, that you know, especially in the 1960s, there were a number of encounters where the occupants were often described as looking Italian. Short, but not miniature short, you know, maybe around, you know, 5 feet or so, darkish, maybe slightly olive colored skin. And if hair was seen, it was often described as being dark. So yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it seems like that there is, really a multitude of entities involved in these cases.
There are a multitude of entities, it seems, because you have your basic groups and then you have variations in the appearance of members in those groups, just like we humans have different appearances and different personalities. Some of us are kind, some of us are nasty and barbaric. So you get the same thing. Now, I know that Betty wouldn't have known about any Italian-looking extraterrestrials back in that time frame because she had no interest in that topic. She had never read anything on it. And which is different than what the disinformants will tell you. But they think up anything that they can to try to explain this away.
Well, before we get off of the subject of your aunt and uncle, I want to talk a little bit about Betty's dress. And so many of these abduction reports, you know, you have good details, you know, memories of what happened, but no physical evidence. Betty's dress seems to present some kind of odd evidence that, you know, what happened to them has a basis in reality.
Well, yes, there was a lot of evidence in the Hill case, not just the dress, but Barney's shoes. Their watches stopped and never ran again. There was a magnetic field around the trunk of their vehicle where the shiny spots were. But getting back to Betty's dress, when she arrived home, it was torn in several places. It hadn't been when she put it on in the morning or when they were vacationing in Montreal in the afternoon or in the evening when they stopped for a little snack. But when they arrived home, there was a big problem with that dress. There was a 2-inch tear in the stitching along the zipper. There was a 1-inch tear in the thick zipper fabric. The lining of the dress was torn from waist to hemline, and the hem was torn down on one side. Betty was really disappointed. She didn't know how it had been torn, but she folded it. No, she put it in her closet and simply forgot about it. And even though it was her favorite dress and she knew she had to repair it, so still memories were fading in that time frame. Barney said to Dr. Simon that he remembered a lot of what happened when he arrived home, but he kept telling himself that he had to forget it as quickly as possible. So with regard to Betty's dress, the next time she took it out of the closet, of course, it had a pink powdery substance on it. She hung it on her clothesline. Pink powder blew away, but she realized that the dress was ruined and discolored and torn, and she thought about throwing it away, but she saved it just in case any scientist might have an interest in analyzing her dress.
We've got Kathleen, Jean, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.